3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold.
Woo-wee.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the T-shirt guy.
Hello.
We are live. We are presented by Ice Mountain. And Jared's in a good mood today.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yes, we chatted this morning all for 15, 20 minutes. Stood at the door of my office and chatted.
Yeah, he's got a little... All he needed was a little R&R and he's back.
What's that?
Rest and recov.
Oh, okay.
Rest and relaxation.
That was Richard Rare.
Oh, rest and recovery.
Both. R&R.
They call it the pirate method because it's just R.
Rest, yeah. Relaxation, and recovery. All you needed to go was get belligerently drunk at a WWE event and he's back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that East Coast happiness, as they say.
Well, and now you're no longer jet lagged this week as you were last week being on the East Coast. So
yeah, time change to spring ahead. Mm-hmm. We're no longer in...
spring back, ain't it?
Spring ahead, fall back.
Fall forward, and spring back.
That's why I was late.
Anyway.
So anyways, guys, good to have you back, Jared.
Thank you.
Appreciate Were you back that. Last week?
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah.
Patreon, it was.
I was out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, good. Full strength for the boys here. Yeah.
Been a while.
No more power play.
I had a very golf-filled weekend.
Hell, ooh. Huh?
Lots of Masters, lots of hitting balls into the water on the course.
Yep.
Ryan witnessed a meltdown and a two swing club smash in the ground.
Yeah, it was back to back club slam.
Oof.
And
it went bam on the ground. Not enough. Had to go back for a second one.
Yeah.
Whole one?
Yeah, it was club head down, too. It wasn't even heel of the club.
How's the club doing?
Oh, yeah.
Club's great.
No bends? From no what bends. I saw.
No, it was, yeah.
Graphite I think the shaft. Club's
fine. But I didn't throw it, and that was the better decision because I was able to just, you know, tamp down the little divot that I made in the ground, and then it was gone. Whereas if I had thrown the club... We talk about this on Patreon.
No, we just talked week, about this last Thursday.
I know. That's why I'm talking about it. But this is on Patreon. So, guys, if you want to hear the whole conversation about club throwing and slamming, go to patreon.com/youbetcha radio. So, I didn't have the guilt of going to pick up my club.
That walk of shame is one of the worst.
Yeah, that's exactly what we had talked about.
Save it. We already said that.
I don't know.
Already.
I wasn't here.
We said that already on Patreon, I didn't listen. Tyler. But yeah, all in all, good. I got some R&R as well this weekend.
I didn't really.
Same.
I did yard work all Sunday. And when I got in the house after doing yard work, I've never been so exhausted in my life.
So you didn't get
old.
So you did R&R.
I did
rest, relaxation. Recovery.
Raking.
Yard work.
Yeah, raking and
Aardwork.
It was aardwork while I was doing aardwork. So yeah, I mean, at one point I thought I was sick. That's how I felt. Body was lethargic,
like
spring fever.
Like, God, this is fucking sick.
Right away I was like, fuck yeah, yard's gonna look good. Rake the whole thing up, whatever. And then I got inside, I'm like, I feel ill. I may have just caught a bug going around town, you know. That's what people say when you get sick, like, ah, there's a bug going around town.
Mm. I mean, Fargo's a large enough city. There's a bug going around
at all times. Time. Yeah. Yeah. So I must have caught that bug.
Yeah. I like the 24 hour bug. It just knows the time.
Yeah. I do like that, though, because then you're like, okay, you can see the end. Because if mentally, if you think it's 24 hours, like, all right, we got about 18 hours left.
Would you guys rather have a terrible, I'm talking bedridden 24 hours of shit, or 7 to 10 days of a minor or a medium cold?
24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm a rip the band-aid off guy.
24 hours for sure.
Yeah, me too.
I just hate the little nagging colds.
Yeah.
Those are, I think, worse.
Yeah, a little barking cough or...
Yeah.
Sick of being sick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. 24 hours.
So yeah, you got sick.
So imagine being pregnant. I mean, it could be three months throwing up.
Yeah, I saw a good TikTok of a guy who's in the delivery room with his wife, and he's like, hyping her up. Like, she just did this miraculous thing. She put her body through so much intense pain, no drugs, yada, yada, yada. And now she finally knows what it feels like when I had that cold last week.
Saw that one.
I'm going to use that. Yeah.
Said that to me.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
And to the stage of pregnancies where she just is uncomfortable in any position. Apparently, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Does she have the weird snaky pregnancy pillow?
Yeah.
It's like a long tube.
So that's another couple hundred bucks down the fucking
drain. Yeah.
Bought that. She didn't like the way it smelled.
Oh.
So she hasn't used it once. I was like,
just tell her to wash it.
But Febreze it.
Yeah.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Or like throw a case over it. And
so
like,
yeah. So if anyone's looking for a pregnancy leg giant centipede pillow thing, just let me know. You can have it for like $25.
You just take the loss on it at this point.
It's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like we were sitting on the porch. It was nice out this weekend, on the deck. I'm just sitting there chilling, and she's like a 4-year-old at church. Just won't sit still.
Antsy.
At one point, I think she was kneeling on the chair, leaning over the back, looking at the people behind us, like at church.
Staring. Yeah, like a little kid staring at you.
Yeah, just staring at us. Pew peeking. So.
Oh, she got, like restless legs or anything like that?
I don't know. It's restless body syndrome, I think, is what she's got. RBS.
Yeah.
There's that R.
Yeah. She's got her R&R. She's got no R&R. Wait. Anyways.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Ryan, you were saying that you were visiting some small towns around your hometown.
My wife's hometown. Different than my hometown.
Aren't you from the same place?
We went to the same high school, Tyler. Oh.
Same high school, different towns.
Yeah, so yeah.
Kind of same church, different pew situation.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's fucking tiny. We're talking 150 people, mm-hmm. Maybe 200 max, a couple people may have moved in. If you're going to go there looking for a good time, I mean, the bar is your only option, which you're going to get a good time. But outside of that, there really isn't. You can go play kickball in the yard or something.
Well, that brings me to my next point. Does it have a stoplight or does it not have a stoplight?
No stoplight.
It's a stop sign.
One stop sign right before the railroad tracks on the main drag.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I think every small town needs a stop sign, not a stoplight. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%. And if they do have a stoplight, it has to be hanging.
Yeah,
from both ends. It can't be like the pole structure.
Yeah, maybe from a building.
Yeah,
you know, like, corner to corner from a building.
Yeah,
light pole to light pole.
Yep.
Yeah, it can't be the pole structure.
It's windy out, that fucker's rocking
for sure. Yeah.
I think every good small town's got to have a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Every good small town's got to have a stop sign, not a stoplight. I think every more than one bar probably.
Realistically,
hopefully more than one bar. It all depends on how many people are in this small town.
And if there's only one bar in town, there's definitely one within 3 miles out of town that is also popular.
Mm-hmm. I think it's got to have a building that it's a miscellaneous building. So on one part of the building, there's a cafe. Another part might be a gas station. Another part may be a funeral home. It's just one building that is just a hodgepodge. We were in a small town. What was it? South Dakota. Freeman, South Dakota.
Yes.
The bar is attached to the police station.
And then also the mayor's office.
Yeah. Every small town bar, every small town needs a police station connected to the bar.
That'd be ideal. You don't got Uber in small towns, so you just ask a police officer for a ride home.
Yeah.
Then if someone's in the clink, you know, overnight, they can just like, when they let out for their 15 minutes of outside time, they just walk over to the bar.
Yeah. And a lot of small towns don't even have police stations. They just like highway patrolmen just
the sheriff.
County sheriff. Yeah, they just
Frazee's is, right through. They do have one, but it's teeny tiny in the back of the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of small towns, I feel like, are just on neighborhood watch.
Yep.
Like, you have those couple houses off the main drag that, like, they don't leave their house often, but, man, they're looking out the window at all times. See if anything's going
self-policing,
wrong.
Wild West.
Yeah, and if there's 150 people in there, they know everybody in the town.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're going to be watching that guy.
Mm-hmm. I think also every good small town needs someone who wears a lot of hats. Not literally, figuratively.
Yep. It could be both, though.
Like, they're like, maybe the pastor is also the bartender, is also like, picks up a couple shifts at the craft store.
Yeah.
Probably also the head golf coach, mm-hmm. you know?
And the mayor.
And the mayor.
Yes.
And he just does all of those. I think every good small town needs a guy who wears lots of hats.
Yeah, and he like mows the park too.
Yeah. It takes care of the ball field.
Every
yeah.
small town needs a mayor that is just purely ceremonial. Like they have absolutely no pull whatsoever.
Yeah.
My wife's dad used to be the mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many mayors they've had, but it's not like a really
the 35th mayor of that town.
Yeah.
And they don't actually
call
make
35
any decisions.
Around town.
Yeah. They're wondering if like John down the road can put up a, you know, storage shed.
Basically, the mayor of a small town like that is just the president of an HOA because the town is just in one neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But he's
yeah.
way cooler than an HOA president. Yeah,
it's mayor sounds way cooler.
Yeah.
I think every good small town also needs a couple houses that you may mistake for a junkyard.
Yeah. And they burn down every like 15 years. Yeah. There's a fire in the junkyard.
Yeah. If you're driving through the residential road, because there's about one or two residential mm-hmm. roads off the main drag, it is packed to the gills. I mean, these people are licking their chops on cleanup week.
Oh, God.
They actually probably should just get contracted out to do cleanup week, and they could take everyone's shit and just put it in their yard.
I mean,
there are people that do that.
No, I know. It's these people I'm talking about. They should actually, the mayor, the ceremonial mayor, should enact that everyone just, instead of putting it on their curb, and these people come and pick it up, just take it to their house and dump it on yeah. their front lawn.
We all know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
In the bag. I feel like everyone knows one person who's got a trailer hooked up with a pickup that will load that thing from top to bottom with spring cleaning shit. I also think every small town needs like an abandoned baseball field or softball field, weeds growing on the infield, yep. backstop fence is probably half torn down.
If it even has a backstop fence.
And if there is a backstop fence, the chain link has bowed out
correct.
Completely. Yeah. And so because it bowed, the bottom lifts up. So every single ball just goes underneath the thing and it kind of, it's not a backstop. It's a back gate
pretty much
that everything just goes through.
It's just a back.
And to go along with that, like a 3 to 5 tiered bleacher system right behind home plate.
Yep. That is five rusty as shit.
Five is just stretch, Ryan.
No, five is for like,
I was thinking 1 to 3.
1 to 3. One is a bench.
That's true. Yeah. Why are people talking about that a bench is just a one tiered bleacher?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't you go sit on the bleacher over there?
I think every small town needs a billboard right outside the town just announcing its various state titles.
Yeah.
Like, 1950s and on.
Yep.
1800s and on.
Like, congrats to the class 2A girls basketball team in 1971.
Yeah. And it's got to be like presented by the American Legion. Yep. Like the local Legion host.
Yeah, they'll never get rid of those either.
No. Legacy.
I think in that same sign vein, every small town needs the welcome sign with also the dates that they're having their
125th.
Their days, right?
Yep.
Water days, pelican days, turkey days, uh-huh. and then the dates on it.
Yeah.
And it is a hit or miss whether or not they updated the dates this year.
So Frazee used to do that. They would forget to update the dates. So it'd say, welcome to Frazee, turkey days, July, whatever. Now they just put turkey days, last weekend in July.
Perfect. You never have to change it.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever's a ceremonial mayor knows what he's doing.
I like that guy.
I think he listens, to be honest.
I think that he's going to get reelected if I'm just going to.
You got my vote.
Yeah.
Ryan,
mm-hmm.
I think we could take good kid of the week, really blow it up. And I think that Ice Mountain's got to be on board, because it would also be nice. You have a sweet, delicious treat. You need something to wash it down with.
Ice cream does make me thirsty.
And a hydrated kid is a happy kid. Mm-hmm. And you got to be hydrating your kids with Ice Mountain. And they're already doing the promo of the local high school hockey teams. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just throw good kid in the week in the mix?
Yeah, free bottle Ice Mountain at Holiday gas station.
Yeah, well,
that's perfect.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to get that paid for. Hey, guys, if you think your kid, if your kid wins good kid of the week, we'll put your, we'll leave your name at the front desk at Holiday, and you can get a free bottle of Ice Mountain.
Squirt bottle.
No, we still got to get that through the filter system. You know, we're still working on that. So that's what we're prototyping. That's what we're workshopping. But Ryan, have you ever known me to get stopped by a roadblock before?
Never. Jump right over them.
This is a win-win too. Like if you have bad kid of the week, they could be just being naughty because they're dehydrated.
That's true.
That is very true.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's like you're not you when you're dehydrated. Yeah. Situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ice Mountain should think about doing commercials like that.
Yeah. And then after someone's acting a certain way, then they give it to them and then they go better. They go better.
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, that's what I do to Anne quite a bit.
You're actually really don't pregnant even respond. Right now.
A happy wife is a hydrated wife. So if you can find true. A way, it's difficult to hydrate your wife with some Ice Mountain. You got to do it.
They need to come up with a trank gun for pregnant wives. It's just water.
Yeah.
You shoot them with the trank gun, hydrate them.
Infused with water.
Yeah.
Infused with water. It's just water.
Yeah. I mean, her body may only be 50% water. It's got to be about, what, 90?
I think it's 97.
Well, so if my kid's 70% water and she's 70% water, then that's 140% water. So she's probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably fine.
So regardless, guys, we're gonna get Ice Mountain on board. Good kid of the week, somehow. But in the meantime, stay hydrated.
To go with the sign too, all of them have their 125th year celebration of the town being like a thing. Regardless if they're 130 plus years old or not.
What do you mean?
They always. 125th year celebration on July.
They just keep
July
the sign 2nd. Up.
They just keep the sign up. Yeah. Oh, no matter if it's been 5, 10 years
from
ago.
From like 2009.
Matter.
I thought you were saying like since the actual 125th, they celebrate 125 every year.
No, they're just never going to drop the sign.
Yeah.
Got to let know how people know how old they are.
I mean, speaking of the small town festivals, every small town has to have a statue of some kind that is the world's largest blank.
Yep. Roadside attraction.
Typically, it's an animal, but like that we've seen yarn, we've seen sailboats, we've seen whatever.
And it's usually made out of a material that I wouldn't know how to make it. It's like if it feels like halfway between a craft and like an actual thing you would buy.
It's like a mix between like, it's like, is it ceramic or is it?
Or is it like, you know, when they like, you put glue on newspaper and like,
do that paper style? Mache.
It feels like either a paper mache. It's very strange material that they're made out of. Mm-hmm. Well, like the four Paul Bunyans along the highway to Duluth from Fargo is like, what are they made out of?
The worst part about those statues too is whatever paint they decide to use. Sucks. So the animal just looks great for like a year and then it's just all chipped to shit.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Like what population size is considered a small town?
We're not diving into this. We did this on Bellied Up and we can go on and on.
Okay.
So everyone's got their own judgment.
I like the not focusing on population, but focusing on streetlights. I like that as a definition because you could end up with a town of 2,000 with no stoplights.
Okay. Sure.
Well, then you dive into the whole city, town, township.
Yep.
It's like you could go on and on. So if you're listening, let us know what you think a small town is. Mm-hmm. What size? What does it need to have? All that stuff.
A small town definitely needs a bunch of people with the same last name that aren't related.
Yep. Somehow.
Yeah.
There's down the line.
There's 150 people and there's four Johnson families. None of them are related.
Yeah. My wife's maiden name, there's family, same last name. 2 miles down the road, not related.
Yeah. And that, I feel like that only happens in small towns. Like, I don't run into it in Fargo ever.
Does it mean they were related at some point and then they like got away from each other enough to where?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't get how that works.
I mean, I think a lot of people changed their name when they came from overseas too, way back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been over here long enough though to figure that out by now.
I feel like every small town needs, they need Christmas lights up in June or like Christmas decorations on the street poles.
Yep.
Or they have.
Seems the, like they never get taken down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always yep. there.
Those little flag things that go from one,
yeah.
one post to another.
Yeah, it's either Christmas decorations on the light poles or it's like mini flags of like the high school basketball team players.
Yep.
Like each player gets its own street light.
Take it a step further. You know, you're in a really small town when they're able to just put the entire graduating class and their photo on a banner on the street light.
Yeah.
I've seen that. So all eight of them get a street light.
It's a short ceremony.
Yeah.
Every small town needs lots of patch jobs. You know, like a lot of public roadways are, it's just, there's, when is the, there's probably never been a full reconstruction of a roadway in a small town. It's just patch job over patch job.
Yeah.
Asphalt over concrete, concrete over asphalt over and over again.
Wood chips over concrete.
I was in a small town that you could tell that they just dug up the last road or part of the road and just patched over it, but didn't regrade it. So every single curb on the side of the road was like an 18-inch drop. So to literally get down off of the sidewalk to the road, you had to like literally do like grandmothers. Good luck getting onto the road.
Yeah, they got to have one of them electric chairs that go from the curb down to the street.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it felt like a base jump to get from the sidewalk to the,
yeah,
and to parachute down.
Yeah, it's like when the roads get bad enough, too, they just turn them into gravel.
Mayor was cutting corners.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to make decision.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, there's not a lot of taxes going through a small town to pay for it. I get it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a lot of special assessments.
Yeah.
Yeah, resources.
So it's another one of them.
I think every firefighter has to be volunteer. There can't be any paid volunteer. Yeah,
100%.
No full-timers.
Yeah. And they could come from 50 miles away.
Yeah, they don't have to live in said small town.
No, God, no.
They just have to live within X amount of miles.
And they just need to be in a shape. They don't have to be in any sort of shape.
Yeah.
That one lady who called in on Bellied Up who was talking about complaining about, she was a full-time person in a town. And then there's a bunch of volunteers as well. And she was complaining that all the volunteers are worthless when they come help because they're so out of shape. That is just point. Yeah.
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 What? I want my fireman to not be able to fit into a suit, you know?
Yeah. As long as they can hold on to that water hose.
Yeah.
Delegate.
Yeah. That just the part-timers delegating to the full-timers. Oh, you're full-time. I'm only part-time, so.
Yeah. This seems more like a full-time job to me.
We need you to run into this burning building. I can't get my jacket zipped up. So why don't you run in there and risk your life? I'll hold the hose.
Part-timer.
I'll direct traffic. Yeah. Go cars go.
I'll hang by the truck, make sure no one steals it.
Every small town needs like this one random spot where like the rough crowd hangs out, which is four kids that just spray paint shit.
Yeah.
For us, there was a bridge underneath the railroad where that's people just hang out there and spray paint shit.
Throw rocks off the bridge.
Yep.
It was at bikes.
Throw bikes off the bridge.
Yeah.
Throw each other off the bridge.
Shoot carp off the bridge.
Yeah. There's no water.
I know a buddy in college said him and his buddies went, he was in this crew. They said they would throw Mazel Tov cocktails off the bridge.
Is it Mazel Tov cocktail? Is it Molotov?
It's Molotov, but Mazel Tov cocktail is awesome.
it'd be like a Jewish, like
it's
a
Jewish cocktail
at a Jewish wedding.
That's fucking insane. You know how dangerous that shit is?
They're throwing muzzleloader cocktails off the bridge. They're throwing Maltese cocktails off the bridge.
He'd probably be like, they were mocktails. They weren't.
they were non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Mazel Tov cocktails. You guys never tossed a Mazel Tov cocktail before?
That's what the M&M80 stands for. It's kind of like a mocktail. The Mazel Tov 80.
Every small town needs an event center that everything is held in.
Community center, usually like the old school that's now abandoned.
Yep.
Basketball court.
Yep.
And that's, it's tiny too.
And there's Tyler weddings.
Tyler got married in one of those, or his reception was in one of those.
No, I got married in an old, or reception was in an old museum got turned into a basketball court and then back to a museum.
Okay, so I'm okay, right. Yeah. I knew you got married in a basketball court.
Yeah. It's probably got like a half moon.
Oh no, no, not basketball court. It was a dance studio.
Oh, yes. Same wood floors.
Yeah, same wood floors. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Again, springy. Same floors, different sport.
But there's one in Frazee that is, it's event center connected to a liquor store, connected to a bar, and the event center, everything's there. Like silent auctions, end of the year banquets, weddings, funerals.
Spaghetti feeds,
pancake feeds.
Benefit dinners.
Mm-hmm. Benny dinners.
Also, I feel like this sounds bad, but every small town's got to have a benefit dinner about once every 2 months.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
You're not wrong.
For sure.
Might not even be someone that lives there. It might be a county over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Every small town needs an elevator in the middle of town.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah. It's either like fully operational or it's completely abandoned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You got to have a good set of railroad tracks. Imagine the pennies that kids could switch back in the days.
When we were in South Dakota pheasant hunting, gal that was drinking at the bar us was on duty at the elevator and was drinking at the bar.
Yeah. She's clocked in.
She was literally clocked in. Working and drinking at the bar with us.
Yeah. I think she might have said she worked till like 4 a.m. or something. She was at the bar till 2, 8 to 2, quick shift.
And a skeleton crew that night. No one noticed she was gone. Yeah.
She knew there wasn't any trucks coming in.
Because they're all at the bar.
Right.
Now, this one is sad to say. And I think that I'm seeing a lot of blowback and a lot of people angry about it. And I get it. But every small town doesn't need, but every small town has these days a Dollar General somewhere.
Crazy got one like 5 years ago.
Well, and a lot of people are angry about it because it undercuts all the local prices, runs them out of business, all that stuff. And I don't know. It's one of those things. It's like you can't really stop them from doing it. But it's also kind of a local business killer.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
That blueprint they got too, they'll throw those fuckers up in 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have a DG, just a square box and
there's
shelves.
Something like 30,000, 20,000 locations across the United States or something.
They just got one in my wife's grandma's hometown. She calls it the mall. Gotta go to the mall. But again, gas station closed in that small town. It was a phenomenal gas station. Stealing business away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sad. What else does every small town need?
I don't know if this is all small towns, but it's a handful that I know of. Every small town needs to have a random thrown up building that's temporary right next to the school that never got taken down.
Elaborate.
Wow. So it's genuinely, they would have these temporary buildings that were like thrown up walls. That would be separate from the school. So like for us, music was in this temporary building next to school. And there's like 4 other towns around us that had it. And they just stay up forever.
I haven't seen that.
See, we had like separate buildings that classes would be in. They were called modulars, I think. It was like a big trailer house.
Yeah. We're talking the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Will you look it up, Jared? And they had like the weird, almost cloth walls.
Modular.
School modulars.
Yeah.
School. Modular.
Oh, yeah.
Those things.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a construction site. Little office.
Probably is a trailer or what?
Essentially, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's probably a double wide.
Yeah, we had that same fucking ramp and everything.
Looks like a prison cell, honestly. Mm-hmm. Felt like a prison cell.
What's the difference?
Now they're not to play the trumpet in there.
I should have just built a bunch of those instead of this fucking building. Because where this building sits, we need the warehouse space. But other than that, we could have just put up 8 of those and just made them really nice on the inside.
Yeah.
Spend more on the interior than the whole building itself.
Can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had these modulars as well, Tyler.
Those fuckers. I think another one would be like, a business needs to be named after like the school nickname. So like, say the school nickname is like Wildcats. It'll be like the Wildcat Cafe Wildcat. Yeah. Whatever.
That's wild, the Wildcat Cave.
We have the Hostel Hornet.
There we go.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah. Or like a little boutique or something.
Yeah. Wildcat Coffee
That's
Shop.
That's so spot on.
Yeah.
Every small town needs something historic. Like if they have the historic downtown and it's like a one corner of a block.
That's a classy one though.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't need to be classy. It could just be a plaque of saying why this is historic. And then it's just, there's a gas station there. Like what is there's that teeny town in northern North Dakota that says it's the geographical center of North America. Rugby. So Rugby's got this pin that shows where the geographical center of North Dakota is. And then right next to it is an Anytime Fitness. And then like a Mexican restaurant in a strip mall right next to this historic thing.
Yeah.
Well, the historic thing was there before. That's true. And it'll be there long after those things go out of business. So throw stones at that historic spot now. But
It is. It's. I think the base is built out of stone too.
It's built out of the concrete because it's in the parking lot of an Anytime Fitness.
That would be fun if you threw stones at it, actually.
Yeah. You'd
probably get arrested.
Would you?
I don't know.
If the sheriff is rolling through the parking lot.
Yeah, it's once a week patrol.
Just by luck.
Yeah. I feel like every small
town... Stake out the parking lot for a week to see what his move is.
Well, every small town, if they don't have a cop or a police station, has one cop.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? Yeah, he probably lives there and just is a highway patrolman.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I feel like every small town, every collection of small towns needs a golf course, a 9-hole golf course.
Yeah, what do they call them?
Municipal
mm-hmm. courses?
Yeah, I know a couple.
What does municipal actually mean?
I think I've always been under the impression that it's owned by the city. Is that what that is what it means?
I feel like a lot of small town golf courses are probably owned by the farmers or like.
Yeah.
What does it say? Made it harder.
Relating to a city or town as its governing body.
Yep.
So like if it's out in the country and it's not owned by, if it's owned by the farmers, then it's not a municipal.
Correct. But there are some munis out there too in small towns.
Yeah, for sure.
Munis. Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else. There's plenty more. I think every small town does have one at least really nice house.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
You know, you got the people with all the junk in the front yard, and then the next door neighbor may be this brand new place that was built.
Mm-hmm.
And the various reasons why it's a nice new one. Maybe there was an insurance claim. Maybe there was a house fire. Maybe the neighbor's house fire got caught on next door.
Yeah.
Rebuilt it, made it look nice.
Or they own the one business that employs the entire town.
Yeah. Or maybe they used to live in the shithole next to them, and then, you know, the drug business has been good.
They're doctors, pharmacists, you're saying.
Pharmacists, correct. Yes. Street pharmacists. I mean, every small town definitely doesn't need, but has one drug dealer.
I also think
at least one drug dealer.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And everybody knows he's the street pharmacist in town.
Yep.
Streets.
Even the cops, they just don't
even
do
the cops
about it.
They're customers.
I mean, he probably is the cop, honestly.
And the mayor.
And the mayor.
And the pastor.
And the principal.
I think there's also one person in town who's kind of the town gossip. They got the load down on everything.
Nancy usually.
Yep.
Yep. Or yeah, Nancy's, it's common.
There's
one.
On our lake, there's one person that knows every little detail that's going on along the whole lake.
Yeah, she knows that you got to fix your screen door.
I talked to this person who talked to this person and this and that. And oh yeah, I got to fix a screen door.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get to it. Thank God you got house numbers up out at the lake. Otherwise, she'd be on your ass about that.
House stickers at the lake.
Oh, okay. Well,
got stickers on the mailbox. That's all you need. Like, why can't we start doing that in town?
Yeah.
Why can't, I mean,
you could.
Some people do, I guess. Yeah. Why can't we just do stickers on the house? I basically had a makeshift sticker. I stuck duct tape to a cardboard piece of paper. What's wrong with that?
I mean, you technically could have.
What?
Just put stickers
on. I know. I'm kicking myself now, realizing that now.
It would have been really funny if your concrete slab for your house numbers, you just put like little kid stickers on.
Just like the little ones.
Yeah. Or you just like stenciled out in a, like a square piece of cardboard. You just stenciled the numbers out and then just spray painted them on.
Yeah. Or like you could just use like sidewalk chalk.
Or you just print them off Google and it's just like printer paper.
Just put some clear packing tape over them, but don't even cut them the same length. So like one strip is way longer than the other.
Horribly cut.
Anything else you guys can think of? Every small town needs.
I'm just trying not to get too specific to my small town.
Go for it.
I mean, everyone needs a meat market smack dab in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's too specific.
Yeah. <Just kidding. laughs> every small town needs one business that closed and has never been filled by another business and just sits there forever unopened.
Where we go pheasant hunting, there was an old bar that went out of business. A guy bought the building and tore it down and just planted grass.
He's just saving
just,
that
just
lot.
Nothing there now.
Good yield.
Yeah. Maybe a spike ball, a new spike ball field or something.
Yeah. It's like,
throw up a couple net soccer nets.
Literally, the building was in such bad shape that it was better as nothing than it was sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless of a fire hazard, I suppose.
Yeah.
Less of an eyesore.
I got one, but it's not appropriate. It's a Patreon bit.
I don't know how this is unique to my small town, but in our local paper, there would be a section of like, it would tell you like who visited who that week. So like,
what?
Yeah. So like, let's say Aunt Whatever's kids came over to visit for out of town and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, like a tourist type of thing. Like who came in from out of town?
Right. And like, well, we was like locals, like so-and-so visited their grandma up in Bismarck. It was like, it was hyper local. And you would get like reports from all the other small towns.
How do they know this?
I think they would call, they would tell them, or the editor would call them. I don't really know how it worked.
Jesus.
It was, yeah, really small town stuff. I'll bring the paper in. And
little Timmy went and visited his cousin in Waterloo. And
it's like that.
He went and got went to the restaurant and he won a stuffed animal in the claw machine.
You're not too far off.
Go Timmy.
Yeah. I'll bring it in.
I mean, that is like Fargo's got good kid of the week.
Yeah.
You seen that?
Except you don't have to be a good kid. You just have had to have left.
Wait, what?
All you've had to have done is leave the town.
Oh, no. Yeah, but in town, I'm saying, on the radio station, we always used to laugh that they always had, like, good kid of the week. So basically, it would, like, parents would submit their kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he fucking learned to rollerblade this week, and then he'd get some prize, right? And we used to be like, fucking Ryan's good kid of the week. He didn't beat the shit out of his sister for stealing his Xbox. Or little Timmy helped his sister with 1 + 1 equals 2. So you get a fucking free ice cream cone. That was this week.
Timmy helped his younger sister with her math homework and she's in junior first.
And that was this week's good kid of the week.
We would do birthdays.
Timmy went to bed on time 2 nights this week, which is a new record for him. So good job, Timmy. You're the good kid of the week. Here's an ice cream cone.
Good kid of the week.
We would do. They had birthday announcements on the radio in my town, but it was just
That seems better than Good Kid of the Week or whatever racket Jared's town is doing.
It's weird, yeah.
After a overnight bedtime disaster, Timmy finally shit in the toilet.
Timmy, you are the good kid of the week. Here's a free ice cream cone.
Timmy keeps winning.
He's a great kid, dude.
He's a good kid.
Every small town needs one house that's just smack dab right in the middle of all the businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, in Horace here, there's people who haven't sold their houses.
Yeah, they're hanging out for dear life.
Yeah, and there will be businesses around them forever.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of times the business next door were just a house before they got converted into a business. Mm-hmm.
Like a fourplex or something.
And I feel like a lot of the times too, it comes with somebody that likes to sit on their front porch and just chain rip darts. Sure. Just watch traffic.
Yep. Shirt off as well.
Yep.
Gotta have a guy, skinny guy with his shirt off, as well as a fat guy with his shirt off.
You also got a
long,
guy.
Long, wiry, white hair.
You also got to have a guy that's just walking around town shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Not homeless. He's just doing that.
Yeah.
He's just shirtless. Yeah.
Yeah, no shirt. You can still get service at the cafe down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy fell off his bike today and only cried for 20 minutes on his scraped knee. So this week, you are the good kid of the week, Timmy. Here's a free ice cream cone.
What ice cream cones do they have?
Timmy's just fucking stacking.
He's got diabetes by now.
He's the only kid in town.
Yeah, he's requested for free chocolate dipped ice cream cones. He's sick of the vanilla by this time. Yeah.
It's too vanilla.
Yeah.
Timmy ate all of his vegetables at dinner on Thursday, so he's our good kid of the week. Here's a fucking chocolate twist peanut covered dip cone.
To wash down the vegetables.
Update from last week's kid of the week. Timmy actually hid his vegetables in the garbage can. Yeah,
Timmy ran it back.
But he told the truth, so you are our good kid of the week.
Yep.
Yeah. We got to start. Maybe we should give out once I have my kid. Soon, because he's probably gonna be the best kid of the week. But
best kid of the
week. We could do a good kid of the week. We all could share what our kids did. Mm-hmm. So like Ryan would be like, yeah, my kid didn't put my dog in a chokehold this week, and you could submit, and then Jared has to decide who's the good kid of the week.
Yep. My kids aren't winning anything.
You never know though, because sometimes if they're really bad. They do something very simple. Mm. It seems way better.
I found out, like Timmy. I found out my potty trained 4-year-old hasn't been wiping his ass ever when he shits. So
when he does finally wipe his ass, let us know and we can give him good kid of the week.
He's been lying about it. I like walked into the bathroom. He's just getting up from taking his shit, and I was like, "Did you wipe your butt?" He's like, "Yes," and I was like, "I don't believe you."
You don't wipe his ass for him at 4 years old?
No, because he knows how to do it. And
he doesn't, apparently.
He doesn't know how to do it, though.
He does. Because then I was like, wipe it. And then he wiped his butt.
So,
but I've just found out he's been lying about wiping his butt.
Well, maybe they're just coming out clean.
A lot of fiber.
Yeah, clean breaks.
Maybe he had like 4 poops in a row that was a one wiper. And he's like, dude, I got this.
This is a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
This shit's easy.
Or maybe he just flips up the seat and it just plops down into the water.
No, I found out he's been lying about wiping his ass. So,
damn.
What about a bidet?
It's gross.
You should get a bidet.
That would scare the living.
Talk
shit
about being comfortable, getting comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you notice an uptick in ass itches out of him?
I have not.
Well, then he's just coming out clean.
He gets grittiest kid of the week.
Yeah. I guess.
Because that's not.
And
he gets grimiest kid.
Smelliest kid of the week.
Smelliest kid of the week.
Yeah, you got to start wiping his ass for
him. Well, hey.
No, he's Ryan. Back on dad wiping your ass until I trust you to wipe it yourself.
Yeah.
Ryan, you had to have learned that somewhere.
His mom.
Saw Dingleberry in dad's ass the other night.
So if it would have been real bad, you would have smelled it. And I don't know how it works at 4 years old, what kind of clean a 4-year old. But you didn't notice it when you're cleaning the kid. So
I don't change his diapers anymore. He's fully potty trained.
No, I understand that. He's supposed to be wiping his ass. I don't think he's wearing a diaper anymore.
Yeah.
But like at some point you guys would have found this out without watching him not wipe his ass.
Right. Like, well, eventually we would have found like skids in his underwear.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. We never there was no other evidence.
No. So I caught
him. Kid's coming out clean. I actually, for sure. He doesn't even need to wipe.
No, I told him.
He was not growing hair in his ass yet.
I asked him if he wiped his ass and he said no. And I made him bend over and he did not wipe his ass.
TMI. TMI.
I mean,
I wasn't trying to get there.
You have to do that. Yeah. Yeah. So how did you find out that he wasn't?
So I caught him not wiping his ass. Like I was bringing his little brother into the bathroom. They were going to take a bath. The oldest was taking his shit. He gets off the toilet, flushes the toilet. I'm like, wait, did you wipe your butt? And he says, yeah. I'm like, no, you fucking didn't.
You're like, no, I saw
you. Was right here. And so I caught him. So, I mean, if he told that lie now, how many other times has he lied about wiping his ass?
I didn't do that. I wiped my ass always, by the way. I want to be on record saying that I was an ass wiper.
That's good.
I'm not an ass wipe. I'm an ass wiper. But I would do that shit with my brush and my teeth.
Oh,
yeah.
I just would wet the toothbrush and throw it right fucking back and go play video games.
For sure. My parents started to go like smell the toothbrush and make sure it smelled like toothpaste.
Oh, we do breath checks because he's lied about that before too. I've caught him on that.
Yeah. Or I would just put some on my finger and like just wipe it on my front teeth, spit it out, and then I'd be done.
Mm. That's a good move.
Yeah, smart. I used to take my toothbrush, wet it, put toothpaste on it, rub it on my hand so I get the nice toothpaste thing for about 2 minutes. Then make sure it's really in there, then clean it all off, throw it out, and then go.
Smart. Time efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's way quicker than pulling it all the way up to my teeth to do it. Then you got to rinse your mouth out. Dude, I did the same thing.
Timeless tradition.
Yeah, I hated brushing my teeth.
Same.
Still do. I think it's dead serious. I still do. Mm-hmm. It's like, now I got to the point where I'm like, all right, if I just got to do it first thing when I wake up, then it's, you know, the hardest thing I got to do today is done.
It's like making your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My making bed is just getting those bucks brushed, you know? Get those bucks
brushed. No, when it came to flossing, I never flossed.
Yeah, flossed.
I don't even know the proper technique out of floss.
No.
Big development in my life. Dentist, I've told you guys this. I have my wisdom teeth still. Dentist told me to get a water flosser. I got one. It's fantastic. You use it as a squirt gun more than you do to use it for your teeth.
Does it double as a toothbrush?
No, it just.
If it's a separate act. I'm out. I just got to be out on it.
I'm not even getting. If I don't have to go to work, it's a 50-50 on whether or not I'm brushing my teeth. If I'm just really? Sitting on the couch all day.
Yeah, if you're in public.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll let that tartar fucking build up all day long.
Really?
You know, yeah. Like, there's, you know, if you Saturday, Sunday, just staying at home, doing nothing all weekend. One time I'm brushing my teeth in 2 days.
I can't do that.
I can't either in these days.
I mean, I also got phenomenal teeth. They just don't get dirty.
I just don't like that feeling.
The grime, yeah.
Yeah, grime. I don't either, yeah.
No, I don't either, but I like it.
Hate brushing your teeth more than you hate that feeling?
I mean, maybe an exaggeration, but. No, the stats on how often I
do. Oh, okay.
But yeah, just one of those things I just wish I didn't have to do.
You think they would have made it more efficient by now? You could just like the fluoride double mouth guard type deal you put in your mouth. Why can't you just put one of those in and like electronically
Why do we not have like a car wash for our mouths? You put in a mouth guard, like a football mouth guard, and it's got something that brushes them shits for you.
That would be sick.
I'd be fucking in on that, dude. I'd throw that in, like hop in the shower, take a shit or whatever.
Then, like, while he's shitting, he's just after like, because what, you're gonna shit for 20 minutes? He's just brushing his teeth for 20 minutes. His gums start bleeding, and he's just drooling out of his mouth.
It's going down his chest, dripping onto your balls.
Because he can't close his mouth because he's got two mouth guards in his mouth.
Yeah.
Well, if my gums are bleeding, then that means I need to brush my teeth more.
True.
So I just leave it in until they stop bleeding.
My gums are bleeding from brushing my teeth too much, but my gums are bleeding because I don't brush my teeth enough.
Yeah, keep that fucker in. I might have to just throw it on charger while it's in my mouth.
He's got a cord hanging out.
Yeah. That's a great idea, actually.
It's like a 3-foot cord.
Ryan, do you have a submission for your kid's good kid of the week?
Oh, let's see.
That's a dog.
Yeah, no, I for sure do. His big thing is he'll like throw his leg as if he's gonna kick, like front kick something. He'll throw his leg up, but then he'll like
fuck off.
No, but then he'll chop
fuck
it.
Fuck off.
No, but then he'll chop it down onto the water dish, and the water dish flips two, three times in the air, fucking water everywhere. But then he goes and grabs. He goes and grabs the towel off the dishwasher and starts to wipe it up.
That's good. He's cleaning up his own mess. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's...
Although he's a menace and a dog bowl terrorist.
He's doing
cleans,
his...
Cleans up yeah. after himself.
Yeah, he's holding up his end of the
all
bargain.
All right, your kid house. Wins good kid of the week.
Boom.
Let him know you can go to Dairy Queen and get a free cone. Just, I'll leave your guys' name at the front. Okay.
We should get a stack of free DQ vanilla cones.
So there's gonna be father, son, Billy, Ryan, Billy and Brian are gonna come in.
Skip your day. Yeah, right. Don't do anything.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I'm here for a good kid of the week. Here is the good kid of the week. Looking to get a cone for him. I was told to just
swing by.
Yeah, is the Dairy Queen worker even going to question it? They'd probably just give you the $1.50 cone.
Yeah, you probably could just do a certificate that just says you're good for one free cone for the good kid of the week. And they probably would. We should try that out.
But like a local like radio station they recommend. Well,
and the thing is where you're going to get caught is if you don't put an expiration date on.
Yeah, the fine text.
Handwritten.
Yep.
So you put like XXP, EXP date with a line, and then you just write in a date nearby.
Yeah.
They're going to, I mean, what person's going to come up with a fake coupon with an expiration date?
For $1.50 cone, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you just copy and paste that fine print, too, from some other gift card. Or
and you just make it unreadable. Like, you can't read it because the font is all fucking blurred and it's too small. So
yeah. Or put like kids have to be between the age of like 2 and 6, your kid's 4. Mm-hmm. Just keep extending that age. Like, yeah, it says between 2 and 6. He is 4. Here's birth certificate right here. take it really seriously. And then they're like, how can I not give this kid a free cone? I mean,
if you go to Dairy Queen with a birth certificate to prove age, they're not going to question you at all.
No. And I mean, they're like, they'll give pup cups out to dogs for like a buck.
Yeah, without a kid.
That's true.
It's like, why can't you give a kid cup out for $1.50? I mean, not even a buck, for free.
There is a line, though.
He's a good kid.
There is a line. If I was working at Dairy Queen and someone brought too much documentation, I'd start to question things.
So here's his social security card. Here's his birth certificate.
What the fuck's going on?
This is actually a camp sign up showing his age right here, as you can see. Yeah.
He's a good kid. Code.
It's funny. He actually won good kid of the week that week when he went to camp as well.
That would expire.
Yeah, that's actually the old DQ logo. We've since switched that. We switched that back in 2019. So
he's like, all right, I'll be right back. I got to go print something off.
Yes, I have one more thing.
Well, no, I got an email about it somewhere. Fuck, I can't find the email.
There's just a long line behind.
Yeah, you're just like, if you draw it out long enough, they're gonna give it to you for free.
Just filibuster.
No, yeah. What you do is you pick the kid up and hold them, like don't like hold them like you would a normal kid. Don't set them on the counter. Hold him out in front
like
of
Lion
you
King.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, just go, son. I know I told you you were a good kid of the week, but this cashier doesn't think you're a good enough kid to get a free ice cream cone, even though I had proper documentation. So I guess we'll just go home and, you know, we'll just eat celery at home.
Yeah. Son, lions don't take the opinions of sheep. You're going to be a good kid. You'll be okay.
So, guys, if you think your kid deserves good kid of the week, let us know. We'll get you a free cone. We'll leave your name at the front desk.
Yeah, if your kid wipes his own ass, send it in.
Well, now that one's been used up.
Don't send it in.
Yeah, please don't send that in.
Don't send that in, and that's already been used up. So you can only get good kid of the week for one deed. You can't have 14 submissions of people whose kid's like, oh, he fucking wiped up his milk he spilled. Ryan already used that.
Well, can I use ass wiping again when I can confirm he's doing it correctly?
Well, you haven't. Yeah, I suppose unless one of the listeners admits it before you do.
Okay.
And rules are rules in Good Kid of the Week. I know it's going to get a little hairy, but
and some kids may get voted not Good Kid of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
like, we might just ask.
There's no participation submission. Trophies in the Good Kid of the Week.
No, it's got to be legit.
It isn't every kid's a Good Kid of the Week contest. It's one singular Good Kid of the Week. So just wanted to let everyone know that there were no participation trophies in this contest. And if you do win, we'll just leave your name at the front desk. DQ.
Any of them.
No, yeah. Available at all locations. Not select locations.
We're going to contact corporate. They'll just get the message out.
Yeah, I'll call Warren Buffett, tell him to, hey, why don't you just sprinkle, no pun intended, this name to all the facilities, all locations. They're going to be swinging through at some point.
Hey, you actually get entered into a drawing for Good Kid of the Year, and you'll get a dilly bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So congrats, yeah, Ryan. You're in the drawing.
We may go March Madness. We may go March Madness style, too, bracket style.
This also could be a great way. So, like, parents are always bitching, like, fucking my kid doesn't listen all year round except for right around Christmas because I threaten him with Santa.
Use
Do
us.
Do you want to win Good Kid of the Week? Do you want to win a Dilly Bar Good Kid of the Year? Because you're skating on thin ice, buddy. And ice now cream. You're just dangling that. And then maybe we'll give out a punishment, right? It's like, we'll do Bad Kid of the Week. And he actually has to get an ice cream cone and throw it away.
Yeah,
we'll leave a coupon for you. Make sure he throws it on the ground.
Yeah, a coupon
throw the cone away. So he gets right there, and then right before he tastes it, cone him and throw it away.
Yeah, we'll leave the Bad Kid of the Week coupon at Dairy Queen for them so they can redeem it, get their cone, and then they have to throw it on the ground.
No, even better. This is, I think, the pinnacle here. We're going to only leave one coupon one name at that thing. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the Good Kid of the Week, Bad Kid of the Week go at the same time. And the Bad Kid of the Week has to submit his name. They're going to say, sorry, I have to give this coupon to the Good Kid of the Week. And then the Bad Kid of the Week has to just sit there and watch the Good Kid of the Week devour a delicious, creamy treat.
While throwing his in the garbage. I think that's a good kicker.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah.
I do like that wrinkle.
You actually have... The Bad Kid of the Week has to pay. He has to pay double for the ice cream cone.
Yeah, then that's no money out of our pocket. The Bad Kid has to buy the Good Kid the cone.
Yeah.
So we don't have to pay for shit.
Bad Kid of the Week's got to buy two cones. One to give to Good Kid of the Week. Then he also's got to throw his away and watch the Good Kid of the Week devour his delicious creamy treat. And it's basically just like a mini torture.
Yeah.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has to use all change. You have to pay for both and all change. Out of his own piggy bank.
And we're either going to make a lot of bad kids become good kids, or we're going to turn a lot of people into supervillains.
Yeah. Regardless, it's an origin story.
Yep.
You know, that's what we're breeding here. Mm-hmm. Origin stories. And the reason why I came up with Bad Kid of the Week is because I was doing the math on Good Kid of the Week isn't do it. You know? Rewards don't do it for kids. It's more so
shame
and torture. It's how kids change their behavior. And so you need to have the yin and yang.
It's kind of a
good kid, bad kid situation.
Yeah.
Kind of a good cop, bad cop routine.
We should also
flushed out.
We should charge people to submit their kids too. So we're just gonna make money hand over fist if our cost is zero. Yep,
take a little off.
Ryan,
top.
Will you please get the URL youbetchagoodkidoftheweek.com so we can start
good kid,
this process?
Kid
sure.
It's like Ronald McDonald's house, right? Yeah. It's YouBetcha's Good Kid of the Week.
Yeah. All one word.
Because we're just giving back to the Midwest youth. You know? You have to invest in the future. You have to invest in the next generation. That's really what we're doing with ice cream cones.
Can we get something up on the site before this comes out?
I don't know.
Just a landing page with some text on it.
I don't know how to do it, but maybe. Yeah.
And then we could put someone we dislike his address up there and just like send all nominations to this address.
They figure some out.
Also, it'd be great just leaving a first name with Dairy Queen. Timmy's going to be coming for this. At some point between now and he has 6 months to redeem it. Mm-hmm. So between now and 6 months, Timmy's going to be coming in good kid of the week. Then like after like after like 6 weeks, he's got a list of just first kids' first names. Billy, Timmy, Tammy, Sally.
Once
and Derek.
You signed up for 3 years on the URL, 1 cent for the first year. You betcha, goodkidoftheweek.com.
You get it?
Okay, right now.
Okay, perfect. Got that secured.
For 3 years?
My accountants are going to...
3 years. We don't need domain protection.
I can't believe it wasn't taken already, though.
You betcha, goodkidoftheweek.com.
Yeah, we might have to throw this one up for resale.
Yeah.
That right there is up there on shortest URLs, up there, right up there with an OG Gina's Designs of the Heartland.com. Gina, if you're listening, we'd still love you, but really long URL. You bet your good kid of the week.com, presented by Gina's Designs of the Heartland.com. Brought to you by DQ. All right. Should we take a break? Ryan.
Yep.
I got a hankering.
I bet I know what for.
What?
I don't know. You go ahead and tell me.
You said, I bet I know. So nah, yeah, what do you think it is?
Turkey, sausage, egg and cheese, flatbread.
Yep.
Is that what it is? That what I have a hankering for?
No one's more surprised than Ryan. Nice work.
It's spot on.
Yeah.
Is that what I have a hankering for?
Who doesn't have a hankering
Jared,
for
is that what I have a hankering for?
Yep.
I have a hankering for a turkey, bacon,
sausage, turkey, sausage, egg, and cheese, flatbread.
Omelet.
Flatbread.
Flatbread.
Yep.
It's like an omelet on a flatbread.
So turkey,
almost.
Sausage, egg, cheese, and
bacon.
Flatbread.
Brad. Who's Brad?
Who is Brad?
That's Flat Stanley's cousin.
Brad's the one making them in the back.
No, yeah, Brad works at Holiday.
B-Rad. Yeah. Is Rad.
You know B-Rad. He do be rad. So guys, if you would also like to be rad, you got to go to Holiday gas stations, find B-Rad, tell them to cook you up one of those turkey, sausage, egg,
bacon,
bacon,
nope,
and
cheese.
No bacon,
flatbread,
yep,
at Holiday.
14 grams of protein.
It, I mean, not only can you stay hydrated, Ice Mountain, you can get your belly full of protein. Go to Holiday gas stations, folks.
Yeah, name drop Brad at the counter.
I know I left your name with Brad. That's such a baller move to tell someone you left their name with someone. I'm gonna start doing that. End of the year reviews. So you're getting a raise this year, and I left your name with the accountant, and then she's gonna make sure that happens. So just mention your name with the accountant.
tell them that I left your name with them.
I left your name.
Yeah. You're at a restaurant, you put your name in, and then maybe another couple's coming. You're like, yeah, I put your name in with the hosts. So you just got to go let them know that you're here. Anyways, Jared, we got some questions today.
Yeah, we do. Ronda aroused me. Starting from your driveway, what's the furthest location you could confidently drive to with your eyes closed?
That's a good one.
Fuck.
I mean, if I hit something, it's over.
I mean, you could confidently drive to. So I guess, yeah, I guess it would be if you hit something.
I'm not getting far. My driveway is tight.
Well, because driveway is no problem for me. You just back out and then you feel the bump of going off. Then you know to turn. Then to go forward, as soon as you hit one turn, how are you going to know when a stop sign is?
Right. I got a stop sign about two blocks down and I have a turn going the other way. I have a busy intersection about four houses down.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
So give me about six houses.
And I got tons of street parking by my house. So you're just never knowing how far over I'm drifting if I'm going to hit a car that's parked in the street. Sure.
I mean, the easiest way to do it is just by hitting stuff, right? So like Ryan.
Feeling it out.
All you got to do is go ride the curb and just count how many mailboxes you take out.
That is true.
And then you'd know how many you'd have to get. And then it's you're playing Russian roulette with getting across that intersection.
No, some days there's nobody coming, and some days I'll wait 5 minutes.
I think if you ended up getting to a stoplight, you just roll down your windows and just listen for the car next to you when they go.
How do you know if there's a car next to you or not?
Fuck. How do you know where to stop? So you're going to ram into the car in front of you at a stoplight. Then you're going to roll down your window and wait for the car next to you to go, and then you go.
I mean, if you got lane assist and then what keeps you far enough back from somebody, you might be able to make it a little farther.
The interstate would be the place to go.
Yeah. You're just going based off of feel the vibration.
So good point. Like I do have the rear. It'll beep at me if I'm too close to something in the rear, and I'll beep at me if I'm too close to something in the front.
Yeah.
If I take it really slow.
You got to be quick on the brake.
Yeah, but by the time you're going to go through a T-section, like I got a T-section right off my... I'm going to hit the light pole across the street before it really beeps.
Here's what you can do, too, is you can go the very safe route and just stop early. Stop when you don't even... You might not even be at the intersection. If someone behind you starts honking... I can go a little bit farther. I can make my turn.
Well, they say that blind people, all their rest of their senses are that much better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this could be good. I think I'm gonna be a better driver because I'm gonna have to use all my other senses and become a better driver.
Well, yeah, pop the window down too. I mean, you can hear the traffic roaring.
They do let deaf people drive, but not blind people.
I would hope.
That's a good call.
I'm glad we decided that. But the thing is, you get on the interstate, you could go until the interstate stops with the lane assist.
For sure.
Slowing down. You could go until you hit fucking Mexico.
Castleton, yeah.
Fucking Castleton. You could go until you hit the Mexico border. Get on 29, just fucking cruise all the way down through Texas. Just go through Texas.
Yeah, you get stopped.
You'd run out of gas, I guess. So
getting gas would be a nightmare.
You could probably see the blue neon blue lights though with your eyes
through
closed.
The eyelids.
Yeah,
I can see the neon blue of the Ice Mountain sign behind Jared through my eyelids.
Yeah, you can head south all the way to Border Patrol. Then
they'll help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll direct.
They'll understand when they find out you're blind.
Yeah,
they're great.
It just ends up looking like the OJ Bronco chase because your car is just going and you can't even see that the cops are behind you.
Yeah, sorry, sir, I didn't see that you were behind me.
Pull over. It's actually going to be more dangerous if I pull over than if because I can't see.
Pull over. It's actually a quarter zip. Thanks for asking, though.
It's actually a cardigan. Thanks for
noticing. I know. I spin zoned it.
You updated it.
Yeah.
Barry McCockner.
Barry.
What's your strategy if somebody tries to mug you?
Former good kid of the week, Barry.
What's your strategy if somebody tries to mug you with no weapon?
Fight.
So they have no weapon?
I've said this before. Just take all your clothes off. Who wants to mug a naked guy? Who wants that to beat the shit out of a guy who's swinging his cock in the air?
It's helicoptering.
It just sounds like a windmill. Like one of the big ones and a far the big white ones.
The wind turbines.
It's basically how big it is. No, it'd be like one of those RC mini helicopters.
But the battery's almost died.
Yeah. It would look like a it would look like a Lego weed whacker. And who wants to fuck with a Lego weed whacker?
It would look like a weed whacker that where you just got done doing like the fence line all around your backyard and you have no string left.
Yeah, you haven't fucking tapped the rest of the line out. So yeah, if you're wondering if I was about to get mugged, I'd pull down my pants and start a weed whacking.
That can't be beat. No one, again, no one's gonna want to go skin to skin with a naked guy fucking weed whacking in the middle of the city.
Well, they're just gonna take your pants. They're trying to mug you.
What if your wallet's up your ass? What are they gonna tell you to bend over?
They're still gonna take your pants.
If they do, they'll know if you wipe your ass or not.
I'll just take my wallet out and lick it like I do like a pastry, you know, and then no one else can eat it.
Yeah,
no one else can take your money.
Yeah, or take your wallet out, credit cards, everything, and just start breaking them in half.
That's a good move.
I think another good move is to have a decoy wallet on you at all times. Monopoly money in there, give it to them. They run off and then they come back and they're like, that was a good one.
They're like, what the fuck is this money in here? This is Canadian.
Yep. And then you give them
north of the border last week.
That would be good. Yeah. Only carry foreign currencies. Because if you are going to get mugged, at least they're like, you're causing them enough of an inconvenience to have to go to the currency exchange.
Yeah. You're probably not going to get what you want for it either. You know?
Yeah.
Probably charge you a fee on top.
Yeah. Or just carry a gold bar. Then they have to go to the pawn shop. That's annoying. They can't even fucking go buy cigarettes right after.
Yeah, what are you going to go buy? A carton of cigs with one fucking block of gold?
Good luck.
Can I get change for this? Fun facts.
Ooh.
Russia has 11 time zones.
Jesus.
We have 4? 5 with Hawaii?
6.
6?
Yeah, with Hawaii and Alaska.
I mean, Russia's way bigger than the United States, isn't it? I mean, that adds up.
Just like, fuck.
So it's an 11-hour difference from the east to west coast.
Yep.
That is a lot. I will give Russia that. They are doing it big in the time zone department.
Mm-hmm. It was a Cold War thing. They wanted more time zones, so they shrunk them.
Yeah. They're definitely ahead of their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, half of the country.
Americans have accumulated $21 billion worth of unused gift cards. Almost 2/3 of people have a card, and half of those will likely lose the gift card before using it.
Yeah, I usually use gift cards, but I don't, a lot of times I won't use them to their full extent, you know? It's like I'll have $4.23 left on a card and I ain't going to fucking use that again.
Yeah. Yeah. 72 cents is going in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a racket gift cards are for the retail industry then. They just get the money and then they don't have any costs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get the money and run. Strip down naked.
Instead of saying.
What was the number, by the way?
$21 billion.
$21 billion. What could you buy with $21 billion?
A shitload of gift cards.
How many?
You could buy like 3 NFL teams, 3 or 4.
How? Well, I'm just saying because the gift cards are for retail items. I was thinking like how many fucking Aeropostale shirts could you buy? $21 billion.
You could buy damn. I mean, about 21. You could buy about 20 billion. I'd do the math for me, but let's say 20 billion ice cream cones. 20.
No, you could buy way.
Well, they're $1.50. How does that math work out?
If everyone just redeemed their shit for cash and donated to You Betcha goodkidoftheweek.com, we could feed every good kid of the week for eternity.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah. And every single kid in the world can get free ice cream.
And that's my mission.
A sweet, delicious, creamy treat.
Sweet treats for good deeds.
Yeah. That's the motto over here at YB. KOTW.
Well, there's some website where you can take gift cards that you're never going to use and redeem them for money somehow.
I've seen that one. I actually just created it.
You get less.
But you get. Yeah. We should figure out a gift card redemption system to fund our good kid of the week.
It's just starting to sound more and more like a Ponzi scheme.
We should just start.
The more we get into being charity guys, it's sounding like we are skimming and doing.
Sound like bad kids.
No, we should just start collecting unused gift cards, like, you know, a couple bucks on each, and give those. We can give those out.
Yeah. That'd be good kid of the month. Gets half spent gift cards that no one's gonna
82
use.
Cents to Marcus Theaters.
Yeah. I think it should be mystery grab bag. It could be a full gift card. There could be 12 cents on it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Absolutely. So guys,
a shipping container full.
Yeah.
Guys, if you have $1.50 on your holiday gift card left, don't spend that.
Yeah.
Send that in. You can write it off on taxes.
Yeah.
And you can set it to this address. What's your address, Ryan? Send all your spent gift cards to Ryan's address. What is it?
I can't give out my address on here.
That's our slogan right there.
I thought you were committed to the mission.
1, 2, 3, good kid of the week road.
We talked to the bear.
Drive.
Our slogan is don't spend, send.
Yeah.
You get a gift card, you mail it to us.
And 100% of the proceeds goes to good kids everywhere. And I feel like you got to say that in charity situations.
Yeah, for sure.
All the proceeds go to whatever.
Everything outside the proceeds just goes in our pockets.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
They're like, well, we're
not hiding anything.
What cost is involved in this program? And they're like, the proceeds, isn't it all go?
Well, yeah, we also got to pay for that website. That's a hotly disputed name.
What was it,
name.
1 cent?
Well, it came out to be $11.99 without full protection. I didn't think we needed full protection.
We might now.
Now we're going to get hacked.
Now bad kids are going to be the good kids.
Fuck.
All the bad kids are going to grow up and take revenge on us and hack into our website and steal all of our half-spent gift cards.
I love how in this podcast we try to get away from this for about 10 minutes and we're right back.
I can't think about anything else right now.
Except for the kids.
Yep.
Full disclosure too, any gift card that has $5 or more remaining balance, well, we keep that one.
Well, that's just smart. That's what's a kid.
We got to get paid somehow.
We also don't want to teach the kids that money's just handed to
them. Correct. Yeah.
So they can have all the lower and $5 balances. We're going to take everything higher.
It'll be put to good
tough.
Use, though.
I can't be just giving away free gift cards.
Yeah, you could give them away for end of the year bonuses to employees. Yep.
It's just like, you know, like you got the sports cards books.
Yeah,
flip through the pages. It's just you hand someone a booklet and it's just like 30 gift cards all equaling like $80 total
to like places we don't even have in town here. Yeah.
Fucking In-N-Out Burger,
Yankee Candle or something. Yeah.
Look at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's not even in business anymore.
No. Gordman's gone. Yeah. Some kid gets like a Anytime Fitness gift card, like 2 free months.
Yeah, coupons are also welcome.
Yeah.
Instead of saying cheese before taking a picture, Victorian said prunes. Smiling in photos was considered undignified and reserved for the poor and the drunk. To retain a more serious look in their photos, they would say prunes, a word so dull, the chances of inciting a smile were slim to none.
Prunes. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, all my smiliest pictures, I'm drunk, so.
Kind of looks like a duck face, though, honestly. Prune.
The way you say it.
Could be the origin of the duck face.
Yeah.
Chicks back in the day. Prune.
We gotta end this podcast.
Yeah, we do. We gotta get that website going.
It's already going.
You bet your kid. You put your email in, you can even ask a question on there.
Ryan slaved hours over that website.
Need the email though.
Need that email.
Need to know where to send the gift card.
Well, first they got to win.
Right. If they do win, we need it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Do you have another fact?
No, that's it.
Okay. Fascinating fact of the $21 billion of unused. Anyways.
As of 2022.
It's probably even higher with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those gift card balances probably gained a little bit extra on them.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio. May your kids be good and your gift cards be sent into us. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.